Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The petrol price story was completely bizarre. Never mind the fact that we are now paying over 20 rand a litre. It turns out that even that was a little bit of a mistake. Leighton Beard, spokesperson for the Automobile Association of South Africa. Good morning. How often do you find yourself shaking your head in disbelief? Once a day, twice a day, three times a week with meals?
I think we were obviously taken aback by yesterday's error, and you know it is a small difference in the price, but Howard, I think for us the bigger picture is that a mistake was made in the first place, and that's for us obviously concerning.
Especially when you're not just raising it a little bit. It's going up a lot of money.
Exactly.
Surely you would sit down and say, how can we reduce this? Is there a way that we don't need to add 80 something cents per liter? Is there a way to do this? And yet there was.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's exactly the point, you know, that we're dealing with a situation where any changes are going to affect millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you look at the fuel price and you know, you think that this is something that impacts on motorists, when in fact, every single consumer is affected by those increases. In our minds, it's one of those things you just absolutely got to get right all the time. So we are very concerned about this, and I think it underscores the call that we've made for a review of the fuel price, Howard. And you know, hopefully, you know, off the back of this will actually serve as a catalyst to get that done.
Is there any discussion around reducing the amount of levy or tax? I think I read yesterday it was about 31% of the fuel cost that motorists are paying goes back to government.
It is around 31%. You're looking at 3.93 for the general fuel levy. That's on every litre of fuel, and 2.18 on the road accident fund levy. Now, there's, you know, every now and again, especially when the fuel price goes up by significant amounts, there are these calls, you know, to scrap the taxes. The problem with the general fuel levy is obviously that it generates 110 billion rand a year for the fiscus. And it's a very easy tax to collect for government. You know, it's in the fuel price and it's an assured type of income.
Mm.
The problem is that if you take the general fuel levy away, where does government replace that 110 billion rand from? And governments around the world are very loath to disavow a tax that comes in. You know, they very seldom say, well, you know what, we're not going to collect that anymore. So you've got to look at what the alternative could be. And I don't know what that alternative is, but it's a fair chunk of cash. In terms of the road accident fund levy, we think there may be some wiggle room there. And we looked at, you know, privatizing or semi-privatizing the RAF, making it a more efficient system. But really, in terms of the RAF, our country's reliance on the RAF needs to be reduced. And the only way we reduce that reliance is by improving road safety. And so it does become a bit of a vicious cycle. You've got to make our roads safer, therefore reduce our reliance on the RAF, and then we can maybe look at reducing that. But there are other mechanisms that we feel need to be looked at, and that's part of the reason why we're saying let's review the fuel price.
Is the levy a set price or is it a percentage? Because if it's a percentage,
the levy is a set price, every year by, so it's at a current level. Like I say, it's at 2.18 for the RAF levy and 3.93 for the general fuel levy. In February, when the Minister of Finance makes his budget speech in Parliament, he announces that there may be increases to the fuel levies, and he normally announces a percentage increase of 3, 4, 5, whatever percent. And we've traditionally always said, please don't raise those fuel levies. But if they are raised by a specific percentage, those percentages come into force when the fuel price is adjusted in April. So the Minister announces in February, and they are affected in April. And then you'll see that fuel levy goes up. So 3.93 in April 2022 may become 3.98 or 4 rand or whatever the case is. So it's a question of raising them, and we always say please don't raise them because that impacts on specifically the poorest of the poor.
So what happens now that there was a miscalculation? It didn't really go into effect, did it?
It did go into effect at midnight on Monday night, and as far as we can tell, it was reversed at 9 o'clock yesterday morning. So there would have been people that did actually pay at the higher rate. How they're going to be reimbursed, I don't know. That the retailers could perhaps reimburse them the 6 cents per liter that they paid. But I think that's a question that the DMRE would be better placed to answer, Howard.
And in terms of the impact on food prices and everything like that, how long does that generally take for it to ripple through the system? People driving, obviously, that's immediate because they, you know, they're filling up their tanks, and within a week or 2 weeks, that now is already part of the system. But what happens beyond that?
Yeah, I think it will take it won't be long. I think as soon as the input costs of your agricultural sector and your manufacturing sector and your transport sector begin to reflect these higher costs, they will be passed on to consumers. So, you know, a month, 2 months, and you will probably begin to see increases to various products. So you may not see massive increases. Your loaf of bread may be 5 cents more. Your litre of milk may be, 6 cents more, whatever the case is. But obviously the cumulative effect of all of those small increases adds up at the end of the day. And then you've got to remember, the big thing that we're looking forward to now is how this is all going to impact on inflation. And certainly when you've got, an increase of just under 2 rand over 2 months, the outlook doesn't look fantastic.
How are we doing compared to the rest of the world in terms of fuel prices?
We're in the same boat as many other countries. You know, in terms of our fuel price costs, we're pretty much in the middle of what we pay. There's countries in the world who pay a lot more for a litre of fuel than South Africa. Some countries pay up to 40, 45 rand a litre for petrol. There's other countries that are paying significantly less. That's true. And in terms of the record prices that we've experienced now, we are not alone. America, Europe, there are many, many places around the world who are experiencing record high prices at the same time as we are. So this is not a uniquely South African problem. What I think that the AA is calling for is let's review it so we can get a uniquely South African solution to it.
Absolutely right. Leighton Beard, spokesperson of the Automobile Association of South Africa, talking to us about the petrol increase, the impact of the miscalculation, and where to from here. It is 8:42. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM. Good morning.